And just finally, Alison, some journalists, including myself, coming under criticism for being too negative in Northern Ireland. We're accused of being divisive. We're accused of bringing the agreement down and not. We've rehearsed this over many weeks now in the Nolan Show, of not being positive enough. My goodness, there was even some people who teach politics in Northern Ireland suggesting that journalists should give people more space to reach an agreement. What role is the media to play in all of this?
I think as journalists we do have a responsibility, and we have a responsibility to probe corruption and probe the truth. But I mean, when I hear, and I think that the Swin Doctors have done a very good job of conditioning the media, it is not my job to sell a political process, nor is it my job to prop up a government which is failing and which is riddled full of corruption because it is politically inconvenient for those involved. There are more press officers working for the NIO than there are journalists working in Northern Ireland. As you know, one of your team was coached to go and work for the First and Deputy First Minister before the Assembly collapsed as a spin doctor to put a positive spin on what was happening in Stormont. So they have plenty of people being paid out of the public purse to do that for them. They don't need me to do it for them as well. That's not my job. My job as a journalist, and the reason why I became a journalist, was to give a voice to people who didn't have a voice and to hold those in party account. It certainly isn't to prop them up in well-paid jobs by pretending that half a billion pound went up the chute during the RHI inquiry because it might have been politically inconvenient. And I think it's a nonsense to expect the free press to buckle down to the will of a politician.
And of course, the DUP would say that those were projected costs and that did not happen.
It's currently projected at 700 million, the RHI inquiry, I think, was the latest on it. So those projected costs have increased rather than decreased.
But of course, there was then a court case which then capped the costs for a period of time.